Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Infield Chen.
Hey there, race fans, and welcome to Race Fans Rock Radio Show. I'm your host, Infield Chen, and you know I got another great show planned for you tonight. Now, tonight on the show, I'm speaking with my dedicated fan in the stand reporter from Michigan International Speedway. I'm talking to Rachel Osborne Tinney. She and her husband, Sean, had a great time at the track despite the torrential rain, and she'll be on in just a little while to talk all about it. But first, I really got to give it to Matt Gorzyowski. We had another great weekend at the track with Matt, and he drives the number 54 car in the ARCA Racing Series. Well, he finished once again in the fifth position, so it was a back-to-back fifth-place finish for him 2 weeks in a row. So he did really, really well. And Brian Keselowski, my boyfriend, he crew-chiefed him, and he did a great job. And I'm not just saying that because of who he is to me. But Brian really, really is a very, very good crew-chief, and he's got a lot to look forward to as he continues to go through his career. So once Brian decides he's going to stop driving, I think personally he should go into becoming a crew chief because he'd be excellent, but I'll let him make that decision when he's ready. But Brian gave Matt the best possible chance of doing really well, and Matt really wheeled that car like a pro. It was actually Matt's first time at Michigan International Speedway, but you would not know that by his driving. He did an excellent job, really good feedback. Our spotter is Tony McHale, and Tony's an excellent spotter as well. So they've been working together now for a couple of years. So driver, spotter, they have a good relationship and good communication over the radio. So he's definitely got what he needs to get a win. And I think, just with a little bit more experience, I think we'll get to see victory lane with Matt real soon. And I can't wait. I got to go over the wall once again with my catch can, and that's always a lot of fun. I mean, I really, really like doing that. But more importantly, I'm really trying to get really good at it, and so I want to work hard and get better and better at it, because I'm not sure how much longer I'll actually have the opportunity to go over the wall with the catch can, because on the new style ARCA cars, like the one that Brian built for himself, it has the new NASCAR style fuel system, which eliminates the need for a catch can person. So once all the cars go to that system, I will not be going over the wall with my catch can anymore. But until then, I'm gonna keep going at it and keep trying to be the best darn catch can chick I can be. I'm sure that I'll still remain really, really busy at the track even when I don't have to go over the wall anymore. So, I'm not too worried. But, Michigan was a good race, but I'll tell you one thing, man. After the race, as soon as that race was over, and we had rain threats throughout the whole entire time, but it held off. They cautioned the race a little while and brought them down, but It didn't really rain until we finished the race and we had to load up. We loaded up in a freaking monsoon. It was horrible. We were soaking wet. It was bad. But the good thing is we did wind up staying overnight. We had the hotel rooms for Friday night, so we stayed Friday night, got new clean, dry clothes, shower and all that good stuff, and then drove home the next day. It was a long trip, so looking forward to another long trip because we're heading out to Chicagoland Speedway on Thursday and doing some ARCA practice on Friday and a qualifying race on Saturday. So, good deal. But anyway, so I'm really kind of busy at the tracks. And, one thing that I'm kind of worried about, or I should say it's kind of like bothering me a little, is that I think a friend of mine that comes to the track occasionally is kind of put off, because I can't just hang out at the track like, I used to, even after, we leave the track. Now, I'm not 100% sure if that's how my friend feels, but it sure kind of seemed like it, and I felt bad, Now, I understand that, she doesn't really know what I have to do and what I'm responsible for when I'm at the track, and sometimes things just kind of come up, and as soon as I'm done one thing, I got to do something else. It's pretty crazy, but, but especially when I'm there with the team, as a crew member. So, for me, honestly, like I said, it's nonstop, and I don't stop until I actually get to the hotel and pass out from the long day I just had, but I'm not complaining about it at all. I love what I do, and I worked really hard to be able to do everything I'm doing now, but I don't think some of my friends realize that, and I get it. I feel bad that they don't. But hopefully at the CMEs these past few weekends, you know, they will get it and they'll know that I just can't hang out and kind of like, you know, collect autographs and do that kind of thing anymore when I'm kind of working at the track. You know, even when I was going to the track as a fan, I went there with a handful of resumes, well, a bucket full of resumes, and that was my main goal. Yeah, I met drivers. Yeah, I took pictures with them and all that good stuff, but my main goal was to get a job. So when they signed that picture, I handed them a resume. You know, they handed me back my Sharpie, I handed them a resume. That was my goal. So I guess not everybody has the same ones, but that's okay. But, you know, when I'm there as Infill Gen, that's a whole different story. You know, not much, but, you know, it's a little bit different. And, you know, in an effort to continue the progression of my Infill Gen brand, I had to go and get fitted for Infill Gen Race Fans Rock Fire suit so that I could kind of stand out better in the crowd, you know, to connect with more fans and promote Race Fans Rock and our sponsors. Now, I was really not keen on getting this fire suit because it's hot in those damn things. And that's one thing, you know, I do not like being really sweaty and yucky at the track, but I don't know. The one that I got, it's not very thick or heavy. So they're saying I will not, you know, drop dead in it. But it's pretty cool looking, and I hope it looks good on me. The suit's, you know, it's just going to be for show. It's not SFI certified, and I will not be going over the wall in it. The suit is necessary because some of the tracks on the NASCAR circuit, you know, started reaching out to me, just in having me do some things at the track with their fans and so on. So, you know, one of them asked if I had a fire suit and suggested it, so that it's, you know, so that's kind of why we gave it some serious thought. I even asked Brian about it because, well, I ask him everything. And sometimes he can be a little tough on me when it comes to what I do with Infill Gen, but that's good because I need to hear what, you know, can happen in different scenarios that, you know, I might not think of. He thinks of it a little differently. So I want to make sure that I do things the right way, you know, and that's the goal, to be able to do things the right way. And, you know, the best way to make sure that I'm in good standings with everyone, you know, I want to work with as you know, all of everybody, such as like the sanctioning series, each team and driver, as well as promoting sponsors, whether they're my personal sponsors or other team sponsors. You know, I want to do it right. And as far as my quote-unquote uniform, I typically wear black pants, you know, slacks, and an Infill Gen Race Fans Rock shirt, but, you know, it's not enough. So in about 4 weeks, I'll have that custom-made fire suit, which will help me put another piece in the puzzle, you know, to keep going forward. I'd love to work with the individual racetracks on some level to promote them, ticket sales, you know, sponsors, while engaging fans to introduce them all to racefansrock.com, you know, and have a great time at the track. So, you know, in a nutshell, that's what's going on with me. But enough about me. Let's get back to what else happened at Michigan International Speedway. As for the ARCA race, it was Ross Kenseth who won the Corrigan Oil 200, and it was his debut and first win of the season as well in the ARCA racing series. His dad, Matt Kenseth, was there giving Ross as much support as he could in between cup practices and qualifying. When he won, you could see how proud he was of his son. And I think, you know, I think we can expect to see Ross do a lot of great things on the track, and he will be moving up the ranks as well. And I got to meet Ross at the autograph zone at Beach Street Charlotte a few weeks ago, and we got to talking a little bit, you know. He looks a lot like his dad, I got to tell you. I mean, if you haven't seen him, just pull up this picture. It's like a young Matt Kenseth, but, you know, his son, so I guess it makes sense. Yeah, but he seems kind of quiet, like Matt does, like Matt is also, you know, Matt's kind of quiet. But, I mean, again, that's just my opinion, you know, but he does seem very focused and determined, so, you know, I hope it all works out for him. He's pretty cool. All right, moving on. Kyle Busch won the NASCAR Xfinity Series Great Clips 250 at Michigan International Speedway, and he had his little guy, Brexton, in victory lane with him. How cool is that? Now, I don't know if you saw that picture of Kyle, Samantha, and little Brexton in victory lane, but the little guy had his hands up like he knew exactly what to do in victory lane. How old is he, like a couple weeks old? I mean, that's funny. Now, it would have been perfect if he were able to hold the little number one sign with his tiny hands. But maybe he'll learn to do that by the next race his dad wins, you know, next week, whatever. Anyway, Cole Custer went on to win the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series driving for Lyman 200 at Gateway Motorsports Park. And he's another driver you can expect to make his way up the ranks, especially driving for Junior Motorsports. And that will definitely help out a young gun. I mean, anything that Dale Jr. touches, you know, turns to gold. So I keep hoping that when I walk into the track, I'll, like, you know, kind of walk up against, brush up against him. Maybe it'll help me out a little bit. I don't know. You know, funny story, a couple weeks ago when we were up in Pocono, we actually came out of a restaurant up there, and I literally walked right into him. I was having my head buried in my phone, and I looked up, and I was like, oh, so, you know, I went to say sorry, and I was like, oh, holy crap. But it was cool, said hello, you know, and that was that. But, yeah, pretty strange, but these things happen now. And so let's get back to racing. Who won the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, Quicken Loans 400 due to rain? He got lucky with that one. Now, no one wants to win a race like that, but, hey, a win is a win, and you take them how you can get them. The victory lane pictures, he was still smiling and throwing up that number one sign, so congratulations to Kurt Busch and Stuart Haas Racing. But back to Matt, when Matt was in his first, in first during the ARCA race, and it started sprinkling, you better believe every one of us in off-pit stall was doing the rain dance. Now, unfortunately, all hell broke loose, you know, as soon as the race ended, like I told you, but we were really hoping that Matt, you know, that they would call that race and it would pour like hell when Matt was in first. And he led for quite a while in that race, so he did pretty good. Once again, we're looking forward to going to the track this week. Brian and the guys are at the shop right now, and they're still at the shop right now, and they're working on that car. And also this week, you'll get to check out Ryan Hebner. He's going to be driving the number 14 ARCA car, and he actually came with us for the past couple weeks to the tracks and was helping us out and learning himself. So we'll have two of our buddy drivers in the race this weekend. All right, moving on. Now, if you remember last week, Brian and I found our second stray dog on Patterson Farm Road, and we called him Buster because it kind of looked like he busted out somewhere, but he's a buster. Let's just put it that way. The name fits him really well. We took him, you know, we took to social media and we asked around and we found a new home for him, you know, or so we thought. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, and we have Buster back at our place right now. The girl who took him had no choice but to give him back because Buster was really just too strong for her. And she was kind of tiny, and, you know, Buster almost popped her shoulder out of the socket when, you know, he ran. She was walking him. It wasn't good. She felt really bad because she really wanted him, you know, and I felt bad for her that she couldn't handle him. But she bought him, like, expensive food, toys, treats, water bowls, I mean, you name it. This dog came back with a lot. Everything you could think of, you know, and she wanted to keep him, but like I said, he was just too strong for her. So he's back at our house, and we are looking for another home for Buster where he'll fit in really well. He's like a chow mix, and we call him Buster Brown. He's got a giant chow-looking head, and, you know, he can look mean, but there is not a mean bone in this dog's body. My grouchy old basset hounds boss him around, and the old ladies, Betty and Molly, they growl at him and cry. And Bert walks like hell at him, and he just puts his head down and cries. But he's good with all kinds of people, guys, girls, even kids. The girl who had him said that Buster was around her friend's 1.5-year-old baby, and he just licked the baby to death. Love the baby. I even tried roughhousing with him in the house to see if he would, like, you know, get, like, aggressive. Nope, not at all. I mean, at least Bert will fight back. You know, he'll grab my hand when I mess around with him, but not Buster. He just puts his head down. He gets scared when he sees himself in the mirror, but he loves looking in the mirror. He's so funny. The dog's a real trip. And last week they gave him a bath, and the girl said she saw some, like, other scars and scabs on him besides he had some scabs, like, on his ears. So we're kind of thinking he was dumped because, you know, either one, he was a bait dog, or he just wasn't a good fighting dog. And unfortunately, that kind of nonsense still goes on, but this guy definitely would not make that kind of dog. So, I mean, that's just a horrible thing to do to dogs. What the hell's wrong with people? But whatever happened to Buster before Brian and I found him on the side of the road, it will not happen to him again, you know, because we're going to make sure that he goes to a good home where he'll be loved and he'll be safe. And, you know, hopefully that happens sooner or later because we're leaving for Chicago on Thursday. So I'd like to have it done beforehand. If not, I do have a babysitter lined up for him. But if you're interested, you can connect with me at infieldgen@gmail.com. I'll send you some pictures. It's all up on my Facebook as well, so, and RaceFansRock, so check that out. All right. My guest tonight is on the line, and she braved the elements this weekend at Michigan International Speedway as my dedicated fan and the stand reporter. I want to welcome Rachel Osmontini to the show. Hey, Rachel. Hey, Rachel, you there?
Hey, Jen. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm hoping you can hear me all right. I'm out at the racetrack right now, so.
Perfect. You are dedicated. Yeah, no, I can hear you just fine.
Good.
Did you dry out from Michigan? I mean, you stayed the whole weekend.
Oh, good. Yeah, we're working on it. It was like the Woodstock of races, so.
I seen pictures after I got home. I was like, oh, God, I'm kind of glad I got out of there when I did. It looked muddy and disgusting. And nasty.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw pictures of the turn one tunnel that was knee deep with water on Sunday, but
oh my gosh,
it was a fun one.
Did you go through that tunnel?
We waited until the drains kind of caught up with the rain to make it through there, but yeah.
Oh my God. Well, let's start from the beginning. When did you actually become an NASCAR race fan? I like this story, actually.
I met my now husband, and we started hanging out just as friends, and he brought me over. We were hanging out at his house, and he goes, "I got something to show you down in my basement." And I thought, okay. And he goes, "You know, I don't want you to be alarmed." And I'm thinking, okay, this is making me more nervous. And he turns on the lights, and basically the whole basement was all NASCAR memorabilia and pictures and autographs. And he goes, "I'm a bit of a crazy NASCAR fan. Do you like going racing?" And I said, cars going around in a circle. Not so much. Although I had never been to a race at that point, so I guess I really couldn't judge.
Right.
But he's like, "Oh, you will. You'll love it. I swear you. I promise. You're going to love it." So he brought me to my first race at MIS in 2007 in August, which ended up being a rainout race. That race
not
was actually run on. Yeah, that race was run on Tuesday, also won by Kurt Busch. And I actually never got to see it because I didn't take Tuesday off of work. So my real first race ended up being the Daytona 500 in 2008, and it definitely got me hooked from then on.
Gotcha. Yeah, that'll do it. He definitely knew which one to take you to. That's good.
Exactly.
Oh my God. So wait, so when I saw you at the track, I know you started explaining to me the system that he has, and explain that a little bit.
Oh, his autograph, his office system. Okay. My husband is definitely a diehard race fan. We basically have a room in our house that's dedicated to his NASCAR office, and he has 6 file cabinets, all alphabetized with every driver, crew member, NASCAR official you can imagine. And basically about a week before any race that we go to, we start packing. And you know, it's definitely a process, but that's him. And then we have something for pretty much anybody we run across, which I think is a good thing. I like running into, like this past weekend we ran into Andy Houston. And we had probably 4 or 5 old postcards for him. And he's like, "Wow, is it Throwback Thursday or what?"
That's cool.
People like
that's
that
cool.
Get pretty excited when you break something out for them to autograph too. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, I got excited when you showed me Marlin's card. And I know Marlin. I just know him from, you know, he's in the credential hall. And I had no idea he raced or anything like that. And then your husband would tell me all about it. I'm like, "Wait a minute, I've known this guy since like 2011. I had no idea he did all this." But that was
pretty
cool.
The first time we actually ever got passes and went in the credential hauler, my husband was like, "Oh my God, that's Marlin. I have cards for him." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, Sean." So yeah.
That's so cool. What did Marlin do when you showed him those cards? Did he like freak out? Because he seems pretty reserved, you know?
He is very reserved. So I mean, I think it cracks a little smile, you know, because I'm sure not many people break driver cards out on him. But yeah, he is very reserved. So
usually he's always the one telling me where to write my signature on the paper. It's not usually not the other area. Oh, we're going to see him there, so I'm going to give a joke on him a little bit. That's funny.
Yep.
So, all right, so when did you actually get to the Speedway?
We always go down on Thursday. We actually meet the drivers at the airport when they fly in. So that's kind of our normal Thursday routine. We set up camp and head on over to the airport.
So you set up camp at the campgrounds in Michigan and NFL Speedway, and then you go over to the airport. You know, do they have a spot for fans, or are you guys like the only ones that show up?
Oh, no. yeah, they actually, what we do is we, it's not an airport like you think. Like, literally, it's in the middle of nowhere. There's probably 30 parking spots. And there's probably, I would say, 20 to 25 people that are, like, regulars at the airport that we've come to know over the years. And so you just park in the parking lot and bring your lawn chair and binoculars and wait for planes to fly in and read the tail numbers, and then you know who's on the plane.
I'm dying over here. I can't really. I didn't even know this. Wow,
this is a thing, Jen.
I feel like I'm out of the. I didn't know this. I usually do the. We drive up, so I don't get to do all that fancy flying and stuff. But
sure.
That's really cool. Now I'm gonna do. I want to go.
Yeah,
I want to see you guys.
I
want to be there to see you guys interact with them when they come in. That's really. And how are the drivers when they get off the plane? Are they happy, grumpy? Like, what's the general
It kind of depends. The first person to fly in this year was Daryl Waltrip,
cool.
I had some super old cards for him, and he got off the plane, climbed down the stairs, and I thought, man, he's just going to jump in his rental car and take off. And I held those two really old postcards up, and I said, DW. And he comes walking over. He said, heck, I don't have nothing better to do. So he stood there for probably 30, 35 minutes and signed everybody's postcards and took pictures with everyone. And then he actually ended up inviting people over to ice cream at the parlor. So a handful of people went over and had some ice cream with them.
Did you?
We stayed. We knew Ty Dillon was flying in next.
Ah, okay.
So we kind of rolled the dice and stayed.
Oh, my God. So,
yeah, there's this app. It's called FlightAware.
Uh-huh.
And so you can kind of see what planes are flying in. So you can kind of prepare.
Are you serious?
Also.
That's
yeah.
Crazy. That's like stalking. I love it.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Well, you are a much better fan than I was. And I thought I was pretty hardcore back then, but holy crap, you beat me hands down. Great.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So when did you actually get to the racetrack?
So, like I say, we set up camp, we went to the airport, and then we came back to the track Thursday night.
Okay, and then you started doing all the stuff on when the garage opened the next day.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. So now, this obviously was not your first time that you've been in the garages. How many times have you been down there to Michigan?
Into the garages at Michigan?
Yeah.
Let's see, what was my 16th race at MIS, say it was probably my sixth time in the garages.
Gotcha. So what do you think of the garages at Michigan? You like them?
I would say there's better out there, but, I mean, it's all right. It's like, I feel bad, like you and I had talked. For like ARCA and either the trucks or the Series, I feel like they're kind of
hated us.
You know, off somewhere.
It was like I
they
felt
get
like we were the
redhead.
Yeah, we were like the redheaded stepchild. Like, okay, you practice, get out. You know, they threw a hole is outside the track. Our toolboxes, everything was on pit road. Oh, what a mess. And then of course you forget something on the damn hauler, and it's like. Uh-oh, that's a half hour away practically, by the time you get, what a pain in the neck. So, yeah, we were actually on pit road, and we were looking for one of the heads to our gas can, like, where is it? You know, it should be in the toolbox. It was on the freaking wall. I was like, oh, no. Made that phone call to the truck driver, and he got it down to us just in time. I was like, oof. And the race was going on. So.
Yeah.
That's, we were really kind of nervous about that. It's not definitely not good. But I don't know. Personally, I don't like that the garages were, like, grouped together. I don't know. I just didn't, you don't really see that at any other track that I've been to. I'm not sure how Indy is set up. I think I heard Indy is kind of different, too. But, everything is usually in a row or back-to-back, Whereas Michigan, like, they're, like, houses. So from a fan standpoint, those garages set up like that, do you feel like that it hindered you from meeting drivers and getting autographs, or was it better?
I feel like at Michigan, it's tough until you figure out the patterns.
Gotcha.
Like, once you've been down there and you know, like, Junior always does this. Jeff always does this. And if that's who you're looking for, then you know exactly where to be. But, yeah, until you figure that out, it's definitely a tough garage area to maneuver in.
Gotcha. So what drivers did you wind up actually meeting down there this time around?
We met pretty much every driver. We got pretty much, you know, all the heavy hitter autographs.
Good.
And people always say, like, who's your favorite driver? Honestly, I don't have a favorite driver. I more appreciate the people who will stop and talk to you and, you know, ask you how your day is going, tell you to enjoy the race. That's kind of my gig.
Gotcha.
So, again, like, I like when the ARCA garages are right there. I like when the truck garages are right there because those garages tend to be more that way. People will, you know, ask you how your day is going and things like that in those garages, whereas Cuff, it's kind of a madhouse.
Gotcha. So where did you wind up watching the races from? I know for the ARCA race, you were over at my pit box, right?
Yep, ARCA race, we watched from your pit box, and thank God you guys had a tent handy when the skies opened up.
Yep.
And Xfinity, excuse me.
I do it all the time.
We watched,
I do that all the time.
We watched that from pit road. That was pretty cool. And then the Cup race, we actually, Michigan, when they redid the suite areas, they built a spot for fans underneath that has, like, tables, TVs, things like that. So we kind of ended up hanging out there. At least you get to watch the race, you know, and because Michigan's such a big track. It's so hard to see and know what's going on if you're standing on pit road. And then I was thankful also for that little shelter area because it really came down on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. When I saw it was raining like that, I was like, I thought of you and Sean. I was like, oh, man. And I remember you told me you had the tent, you were really camping. Oh, my God. I was like, they must be, like, floating
right
now.
Yeah, we were tenting it. And my phone ended up frying. I ended up having to get a new phone yesterday. So that was crazy. But, we survived.
Fun stuff. So did you ever actually have a chance to go to the outside of the track and see what was going on out there? Like, you know, I know the souvenir halls, they're still going to the tracks, you know, and they're pretty cool, but was there like other cool things set up out there as kids, families, things like that? Anything for them?
Yeah. MIS always has a kid zone. So that's cool for the families.
Oh, cool.
They have like bounce houses, things like that for the little kids.
Cool.
They had a go-kart track set up.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool. We went out and took some pictures of the haulers because we know those are going away soon. So it was like, take a picture. You know, you never thought to take a picture of that kind of stuff before, but I'm like, Sumo won't be there, so
I know.
Might as well remember it.
Yeah, they're going to have that big tent out there and stuff. I mean, I'm sure that they'll still have a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't know how it's going to actually work out, but it should be like a mini mall kind of thing from what they're saying.
I imagine. Have you ever been out front Daytona with their tent?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm kind of picturing it to be like, I guess. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, that's good. So, I mean, it sounds like there's, you know, a lot of other things to do out there, you know, to keep the fans entertained, you know, and having fun outside of Michigan. That's good to hear, considering, like, how much of a struggle it is to get fans to actually go to the track. But speaking of which, did you happen to notice how full the grandstands were for all the races? I thought we had a good crowd for the ARCA race, not for nothing. I really did.
It was a pretty decent crowd for ARCA, and I was actually surprised with the weather how many fans were in the stands. After every rain delay, the people just kept coming back out. And I'm like, wow, people are really sticking out. And I don't know if it was because they were stuck and they couldn't go anywhere. Or,
yeah, right.
You know, but yeah, the stands were decently full for definitely the weather that we had, for sure.
And that's for all the races?
Yeah, definitely. And like I say, for sure, on Sunday, with as much red flag and caution laps,
mm-hmm.
I really thought, man, people are just going to leave. You know, it's Sunday. The race is going later. But no, they after every rain delay, fans kept coming back out and sitting in the stands. So it was nice. Yeah.
So what, in your opinion, what would you say some of the best features about Michigan International Speedway are? Since you've been there like so many times.
Yeah, if you like to camp, I mean, I've been to, like I say, quite a few tracks. And I think if you truly like to camp, if you like outdoors, I think Michigan's a good track. There's not a lot around it. As you know, hotels are pretty far away. So
yeah,
the easiest way to go is go and stay. And if you enjoy camping and hopefully it's nice weather, I think that's a great part of Michigan. I think our track president, Roger Curtis, is awesome. I personally talk to him every time we go to that track, and he reaches out to fans and asks, hey, how, you know, what can we do better? What did you enjoy? You really feel like he listens to you and cares about you as a fan. So that's awesome. I really appreciate that, too.
That's cool. That's cool. That's really cool. I'd like to have a conversation with him myself. I haven't had the chance to meet up with him yet.
He is an awesome person, honestly. Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to put that on the list of people to talk to the next time I go up there, which I'm hoping will be the next time we come up there. So you have another good story, and I want you to tell us about it. It was about the last year when you went to Michigan. You went there to watch the race, but you came home with a hitchhiker.
I did.
I love it.
Yes. Last June, we went to the race, just like always, Thursday. And last June ended up being, like, super cold. Like, at nighttime, it was down in the low 30s. And we tent camp, like I said. So, you know, we've got all kinds of blankets and sleeping bags, and, you know, we're ready to brave the cold. And we had just finished setting up camp, and I sat down in my chair, and all of a sudden, this orange tiger cat runs up and jumps on my lap. And I'm thinking, oh, it's probably just some, you know, barn cat, local barn cat. And I pet him a little bit, and he really hung out the whole time. But it was getting late, so I went, you know, to go to bed, turned out the lantern, and all of a sudden there's rustling on the tent. And I turned the lantern back on, and there's this little cat nose poking through the zipper in the tent, pushing it open. And I thought, oh, man, I'm not going to let him freeze out there because he was, you know, wet. And so I unzipped the tent a little bit, and he runs in and jumps on my air mattress and curls right up with me. Okay. Well, needless to say, he ended up staying for 4 days with us in a tent. And we would go to the races every day. And when we came back, he was there waiting for us.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so the debate was, well, what do we do? We can't just leave them, you know? And
the car.
And we're like, we're like 2.5 hours. Our house is like 2.5 hours from the track. Mm. And my husband says, well, what do we do if we put him in the car? And he goes crazy, you know, like most cats don't like car rides.
Yeah, I know.
And he goes, we'll have to open the door and just let him out if he goes nuts. And I'm okay, you know. Well, we loaded him up, and he sat on the center console for about an hour, looking out the window, ready to go home. And then for about the second hour, he just took a nap on my lap. So we have his name is Prince Harry, because he's an orange cat. And so we got a new family member.
That's really cool. You're just, we always joke around, but you're just as bad as me with these stray animals. They find us, like, even if we're in the car, we're at the racetrack, they find us.
I have never sought out an animal, but I do have 4 cats at home that have all found me.
Yep.
And our buddy Jeff that you met, we found a dog, and rehomed in with him, and we've been trying to find Buster a home up here. Everybody we run into, we're like, hey, you need a dog. Look at his picture. He's cute. So,
he's looking at me right now. I'm in the house doing this, and I got him and the two old ladies. Bert's just actually at the shop with Brian right now. But, yeah, Buster has crawled up on the chair right now, and he's sleeping. He looks pretty comfortable.
Yeah, our big thing is, hey, you can meet them in Chicagoland if you have to.
I know. One thing, Brian's talking to someone that works for Hoosier Tire, and he says he's interested, but I haven't heard back from him yet. But the deal was when we were in Michigan was that he wanted to kind of, like, see him, and I'm like, well, the next place I'll see you is in Chicago. So I don't know. I'm not 100% sure, but Buster might be taking a trip to Chicago with us a couple of days.
Well, I'm hoping he finds a good home.
Yeah, or if not, at least something local so that, you know, and preferably before we leave, but that would be good. But we'll see. So anyway, back to racing. Besides, like, Michigan and Daytona, what other tracks have you been to on the circuit?
I have been to Martinsville and Chicagoland also. My husband's pretty much hit every track on the East Coast, but I have not been so fortunate.
Aw. All right. So is there anything about Michigan that you didn't like or wish that they had compared to other tracks that you have attended?
Again, I think prior to us ever getting passes, when you get a pit pass at MIS, the pit passes are like between $50 and $60 depending on when you buy them. And it's very tough to get autographs with a pit pass. Mm-hmm.
Now, those are the passes that you get. Those are the ones that you get from the track itself?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
If you want to go down into the quote-unquote garage area from the track, which is really not the garage, it's basically a fenced-in area, which a lot of tracks have that, but a lot of them are located better. This one's really out of the way, so drivers really don't have to walk by you when you're in the area at MIS. And so I think that's tough for people who don't have garage access, to meet their favorite driver. I think they could probably resituate the garage area and the fan area a little bit better to make it more friendly both for teams and for fans.
Gotcha. Huh. So you plan on going to any other NASCAR races this year?
This year we will be going to back to MIS in August.
Okay.
And then we always go to the Chicagoland, the first race in the Chase.
Okay. All right. So not this one. Well, not this one, but the one when the Cup Series is there. You'll be there.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. So, Rachel, how can people connect with you on social media and check out your pictures that you took?
They can reach me on Facebook, and that's Rachel Osbentini. I think you may have connected on your page also. So all my pictures are up on Facebook.
Well, Rachel, have you had the chance to join racefansrock.com yet?
I have.
You did? Okay, great. I didn't know that. What do you think of it so far?
I think it's great. I know it's immediately when I signed up, I had people welcoming me and saying hi, and I've connected with a few people on there, so that's pretty cool.
Cool.
I think, like, with what my husband does, collecting autographs and kind of trading postcards and stuff, it could potentially connect us to people that we might be able to help each other out.
Yeah, and you could create a group on there called autograph cards or trading cards or trading autographs or something. You can create a group on there and do that yourself. So we've designed it to.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yep, you could check that out. So, but yeah, if you're going along on it, you have any ideas that you come up with, or if you want to do something that you think would be cool, you just drop me a line, let me know, and I could look into that.
Awesome.
So, yeah, cool. Well, Rachel, is there anything that we didn't talk about that you want to mention?
I don't think so, unless you have any other questions for me.
No. As far as your pictures and stuff, that you're going to send me some more of them, and then I'll post them all up?
Yeah, I can definitely send you some more. Like I say, after the ARCA race, my phone pretty much was hit and miss, and then on Sunday it just totally petered out.
Yeah.
So I will definitely send you some more pictures. And tonight, like I said, I'm out at Berlin Raceway for the late models, and Chase Elliott, Ross Kenseth, Eric Jones, Dalton Armstrong, they're all out here, so I'll shoot you some of those too.
Cool. Sounds good. I'll post them all up on my website. Cool. Sounds good. All right. Well, have fun out there. And thank you. I'm glad you had a good time at Michigan, and have fun tonight, you know. So you did a good job as my dedicated fan, the same reporter, and I thank you for that. So, and thanks for coming on the show.
I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you. I will talk to you soon.
All right. We'll talk to you. All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, there goes another one of my happy dedicated Fan in the Stands reporters. And like I said, if you want to be one of my future dedicated Fan in the Stands reporters at an upcoming NASCAR race this year, connect with me and tell me which races you're planning on going to, and give me a reason why I should pick you, and maybe I will. If I do, I'll send you some garage passes if I can't, and I will send you to the track on a mission. As you can see, you'll be helping me and a lot of other race fans stay updated all weekend long, and you're going to have the best time you've ever had at the racetrack. You know, I can promise you that. Well, it's time for me to give a shout-out to my sponsor, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, is a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals and businesses manage their finances, to help them not only grow their businesses, but improve their quality of life as well. They've been a huge supporter of this Race Fans Rock radio show and PhilGen.com, and a strong supporter of Brian Keselowski Motorsports. And they're a huge supporter of RaceFansRock.com, social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, have helped so many of their clients achieve the life that they've always wanted, and they've provided them with the peace of mind and the kind of financial stability that they were looking for. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, can help you live the good life, too. So for more information and to schedule your consultation, visit www.highlandwealthny.com today. That's highlandwealthny.com. And, hey, if you are in the Charlotte or North Carolina area or the surrounding areas around it, and your house is a mess, you need some help cleaning that up, don't worry. Just call Tate's Cleaning Services, and they will get your home or office back in tip-top shape, sparkling, smelling great in no time. There's no job that they can't handle. It's not too big. It's not too small. And it is not too gross. Trust me. My Basset Hounds can get things really dirty really quickly, and it makes it really stinky. Because Basset Hounds only look low maintenance. They are a lot more than breathing throw rugs. And Tate's Cleaning Service, which is a fully licensed and insured cleaning company, they clean residential homes and commercial buildings and offices, and they clean stinky Basset Hounds. You can find them on Facebook at Tate's Cleaning Services, or email them at northcarolinamade@gmail.com. And you can give them a call at 763-269-1919. Just tell them Infield Gen sent you, because they are the best, and you will not be disappointed with their results. So I'd like to know, since I asked Rachel, I'm going to ask you guys. Have you joined RaceFansRock.com yet? If you answered no, then shame on you. What the hell are you waiting for? Go sign up now. RaceFansRock.com is my social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it. It is so cool. We've combined the best features of popular social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, and squished it all into one social community, and is dedicated to all things racing. Get in on it now and watch it grow. We're doing really cool things on there every single week. Now, we have cool giveaways, prizes, you know, and a lot more to come. We've made it really, really easy to stay connected with the complete integration of Facebook and Twitter, where you can post directly to Facebook and Twitter when you post to Race Fans Rock. It's really cool, like I said, and it works. Plus, we took it one step further with the complete and total Twitter integration. You just easily connect your Twitter account to Race Fans Rock, and you'll see your entire Twitter feed on RaceFansRock.com, where you'll be able to tweet and retweet from Race Fans Rock, and it will all post to Twitter from Race Fans Rock. Now, we got over 190 members right now, and it's growing every day. And I checked the stats out before the show, and we are well over 100,000 page views and interactions, which tells me one thing. When When members sign on to racefansrock.com, they stay on racefansrock.com because we're putting all these features in it so that you don't have to leave. So it is a one-stop, you know, social media shop, and that's what we're trying to do here. We've worked really hard to make this site a cool place, and we got a lot coming and a lot in store. So we're going to be posting a lot of the results on there real soon. You know, that'll include practice sessions, qualifying, and race results. We're doing a lot of things on the back end to make it more mobile friendly until we build the apps for iPhone and Android. Feedback is good, and everyone who's joined it, they say that they really, really are enjoying it. My favorite feature about the site is the individual live chat rooms that I have set up for every single driver in the top three series and then some. And I have my Infield Gen Social Sofa chat room set up on there as well. You can instantly connect with other fans that like the same drivers as you do. And you never know when that driver will actually pop in there to chat with his or her fans live and in real time. So after you become a member, click on the chat tab and you'll see where it says browse chat room. Click on that and then look for your favorite driver's name. Or, you know, the one that says Infield Gen Social Sofa chat room. Click on that one while the races are going on and you'll be in my live chat room with me talking in real time about the races that we're watching live. It's all instantaneous. Now, I posted the updates on my Facebook fan page, but it's so much better doing that in the live chat room. It's instant and it's more interactive than anything you could do on Facebook or Twitter. Like I said, the goal for racefansrock.com is to build it into a one-stop social media shop for everyone to stay up to date with everything and everyone in racing all on one awesome site. And so far, so good. It's come together nicely, and sometimes it might feel like things are not happening every week, but things are happening. If you don't see it on the front part, things are happening on the back end of it. So if you haven't joined it already, go ahead and do it now. I'm telling you, you're going to love it as much as I do. Anyways, we have a lot more coming for racefansrock.com, so don't miss out. Join it now. Watch it grow into the best social racing site on the Internet. Signing up is easy, and best of all, it's free. Once you become a member, make sure you add me as a friend, and you can have as many friends on there as you like. Unlike some other social sites, Facebook, who limits you, won't say names, right? But with Race Fans Rock, the sky's the limit, so be friends with everyone if you want. Okay, moving on. Now, I get asked all the time about getting jobs in racing. Everyone wants to do it, but only a few can. Well, one way to be an asset to a team is by helping them with the never-ending hunt for sponsors. As you know, I am always looking for sponsors to get Brian Keselowski back on track in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and especially in his brand new ARCA car that, you know, he built. But we need some help finding the funds, and we need to get Brian back on track. That beautiful car of his, we need to get him in it and on the track. So if you want to get your feet wet in the motorsports industry, a good way to go about it is to help teams like mine find the funds that we need to go racing. So connect with me as soon as you can, and maybe we can work together. I'll give some pointers and kind of maybe you know somebody that's looking to kind of get in the industry, but they think, you know, automatically it costs millions of dollars. And, you know, I can tell you that while it may cost millions of dollars to do it, you don't need it from one person. We've broken things down and broken things down again, and, you know, we can do that for just about anybody. So you want to get your feet wet and you want to kind of help the teams out, contact me and maybe we could do that together. All inquiries will be answered directly by me, and I can be reached at infieldgen@gmail.com. Now, as I just said, the search for sponsors and partners never ends. So I'll never stop looking for sponsors with or without the help from a marketing company, an agent, or anybody. I'm going to keep doing it. And if any of my tunes and listeners, you know, want to get their feet wet in the sport and become a sponsor, then I want you to know that in addition to having a decal on our car or a patch on Brian's uniform, we're offering really attractive packages that include representation on both BrianKeselowski.com, InfieldGen.com, extensive social media awareness that includes Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, and more, as well as live commercials right here on the show. We can even include some VIP experience passes to the ARCA race and or to a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race of our sponsor's choice. Heck, in 4 weeks, when I get my racefansrock.com fire suit, I'll have space available on there as well, so you can stick a patch on there too. So no matter which way you look at it, it's a really good opportunity for you to get the word out about your business or product or brand, you know, with our team. And if you want to make an announcement like happy birthday, happy anniversary, you know, that guy's a jerk, will you marry me? Whatever it is, you know, you want to use our car and our team as a vessel so you can do that, let me know and I'll make it happen for you. Again, my email address is infilljen@gmail.com. Also, sorry, my dog was just about to bark. the fun of doing a radio show with three dogs behind you, it's not easy. But anyway, also, my InfilGen fan sponsorship is in full swing, and it's really, really cool. I'm literally turning fans into sponsors every single day, and I can do that for you, too. Now, I bet you didn't know that you could be considered a team sponsor for as little as $100. That's right, $100. Based on the different packages I'm offering, our sponsors will receive a VIP pass, or a few of them, to a NASCAR Sprint race of their choice for any of the races during the 2015 NASCAR season. So for more information, go to www.infilgen.com/fan-sponsorship. I have it all written out, and I've posted a list of commonly asked questions, so you have all the information that you need to make an informed decision. After you read through all of it, the only thing you'll have to do is contact me and tell me when I can make you a sponsor too. That's infilgen.com/fan-sponsorship. So go check it out, and I'm telling you, you never knew how easy it is to become a team sponsor, which will allow you, again, to have the best time you've ever had at the racetrack. I customize packages as well, so if you want to see your logo on a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series car, even if it's not on Brian Keselowski's car, if it's, you know, I know that there's going to be cars that I work with the different teams and stuff, and you're going to a race, you want to see your, you know, your logo on someone's car, connect with me, I can make it happen for you. So go check it out. All right. Now that Michigan International Speedway has made its way into the record books, we are looking forward to mixing it up at Chicagoland Speedway with the ARCA Racing Series and the NASCAR Xfinity Series, while the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series is headed to Iowa this weekend. Now, the Cup Series has off. Isn't that nice? We don't get those. We don't get vacation. You know, vacation. I don't even know what that is. Like, honestly, the last vacation that I took was back in 2011, in the summer, me and Brian actually went to Myrtle Beach for, like, the weekend. And we considered that vacation, but that was the last one that we've ever had. So, yeah. But anyway, I'll be in Chicagoland until the end of the ARCA race on Saturday, and then it's back to North Carolina for me to work on some more cars and do what I have to do here. No vacation. So I will not be there for the NASCAR Xfinity race, but that's okay. That's okay. Let's get started on who's who and who's in it and who's driving what. Okay. There are 37 cars on the entry list for Saturday's Owens Corning 300 at Chicagoland Speedway. And we have Derek White is in the 13 Xfinity Series car. Jamie Weller returns to the 15. Jeff Green remains in the number 19 for TriStar. Ross Kenseth will be making his Xfinity debut in the Joe Gibbs Racing number 20. Good luck, Ross. Ryan Blaney is in the number 22 for Roger Penske. CJ Faison, and I hope I'm saying his name right. I heard it said three different ways, Faison, Faison, and okay, I don't want to hear the barking. Anyway, sorry about that. CJ Faison remains at the number 26. Eric Jones will drive the JGR number 54. Ben Rose is in the Junior Motorsports number 88. Morgan Shepherd, my buddy, is entered in the number 89. Now, the 55 of Viva Motorsports was initially entered with Mike Harmon as the driver, but the entry has been withdrawn, and the team has announced that they will not be participating in any more races. That's really unfortunate to hear, and I wish them all the best of luck. But it happens, and Mike Harmon will instead be behind the wheel of his number 74. Peyton Sellers will be in the number 97, and let me tell you, he has the best paint schemes ever. I was down last weekend. He's had zebra stripe cars. He's had leopard print cars, and I am all about the leopard print. I'll kill you, ready? And let me tell you, last weekend he had peacocks on his, like a peacock print. I love his cars, man. I want to see that leopard print back. So, Peyton, if you're listening, you know, the leopard one is good. I like that one a lot. Do it every week. I'll take pictures of your cars, and I'll put them all over the place. Anyway, there's been some changes to the JD Motorsports lineup. Now, Harrison Rhodes, who has been in the number zero car, he's going to move over to the number four car, and the number zero car is to be announced, where Ross Chastain will be in the 01. The race is set to start on Saturday, June 20th at 9:30 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. There's 32 trucks on the entry list for Friday's American Ethanol 200 at Iowa Speedway. And some notes is Cole Custer will be in the 00. Ted Miner will be in the number 12. Christopher Bell will be in the 51. Jake Griffin in the number 63. Jordan Anderson has been added and will run the number 74. Caleb Holdman will be in the number 75. And you want to know a fun story about Caleb Holdman? He still has a flip phone. Kid you not, sort my own eyes. I was at Charlotte Motor Speedway. He was there, and I went to his hall and was kind of giving out that press release that I have about, you know, the official introduction to people of who I am as Infield Gen and what I do at Race Fans Rock. And I went into the hall, and I was talking to him, and I said, okay, well, you just got to pull it up on your smartphone. He's like, he pulls out this little old flip phone with, like, I'm like, how do you text on that? He doesn't do any of it. So I'm like, all right, I might have to help you with social media. But anyway, so look for Caleb Holdman. He'll be in the 75 with his little flip phone. The race is set to start on Friday, June 19th at 8:30 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. Now, if you're not at the track this weekend and you're not able to catch the action on Fox, that's all right. Just grab a seat with me on my social sofa in my very own live social sofa chat room on racefansrock.com. I really want to get away from posting the lap-by-lap race results and updates on Facebook since it takes too long for people to read it and respond, you know. You'll be able to chat with me and others live all race long in the live social sofa chat room on racefansrock.com. Did I say it enough? Live? It's live? It's live? Keep in touch with me and continue sending me your questions and requests all week long. Find me on racefansrock.com by simply typing in Phil Jen in the search box and add me as your friend. You can still connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/infieldgenfanpage and facebook.com/racefansrock. My personal page on Facebook is 92 Infield Gen. I will say this, I am at the 5,000 mark on that, and I have about 100 friend requests. I have over 100 friend requests now in the queue, and I feel really bad. I wish I could accept you, which is why I made sure that on Race Fans Rock, I don't have that limitation. I don't, you know, I almost kind of feel like Jesus. It's like, all right, look, I got one spot that opened up. Who do I pick? You know, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. And then you get people that get pissed off at you because you didn't accept them as a friend. It's like, oh, God, what a hassle. But anyway, so that's what I'm dealing with. So if you send me a friend request to my personal page on Facebook and I don't answer right away, it's not that I'm being a bee. I can't get you on there. And it's Facebook's fault. So send them the crappy mail. Anyway, follow me on Twitter at InfieldGen. I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Pinterest, and more as InfieldGen. And my dogs are having a growling match in behind me. Lovely. And if you haven't heard, I am now on Periscope. And I really like it. I am loving Periscope. I have Periscope from all the places that you want to be. I take strolls up and down pit road live on Periscope. I'll Periscope the race, you know, while I'm in my pit box. And I think this week I'm going to Periscope as I go over the wall. So I really hope I don't throw it up. Now, I don't know exactly how I will do that, but I'll try to do my best to figure it out. You know me. Be sure to visit my website, infieldgen.com, on a daily basis to check out my latest news, pictures, videos, race results, new blog posts, cool fan stories, post-race audio interviews from the racetracks, right from the media centers there. I got posts of team press releases and so much more. So check it out, get caught up, and see what you missed. It's all right there on infieldgen.com. And don't forget to click over to my merchandise tab and get yourself some Infield Gen gear. It's everything from stickers, T-shirts, even a coffee mug. And I like my coffee mug. It's pretty cool. I'm also working with my partner site at racegear.com on creating an official, really cool Infield Gen T-shirt, a koozie, and a hat, which will all be available real soon. So check that all out. Let's see what time. Well, it's almost 9 o'clock. I'm out of time for tonight's show, and I want to thank Rachel Penny for coming on and talk with me about her experiences at Michigan International Speedway as my awesome, dedicated fan in the stand reporter. I want to thank Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, for their continued support, Tate's Cleaning Services for helping me keep a clean home, and to all you guys who tuned in. I hope you guys enjoy the weekend races at Chicago Speedway and Iowa Speedway. I can't wait to see all the pictures and fun everyone at the racetracks will have this weekend, which will all be posted on InfieldGen.com under the Fan Central section. I'll post the pics that I take on InfieldGen.com, too, under my gallery section. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And we'll get to do this again next Tuesday night. You guys have a great week, and I'll catch up with you again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, RaceFansRock.com. Good night, guys. Bye.